Report: Ohio man suffers voice change after train derailment. Explosion: sounds like Mickey Mouse. By Amy Furr on February 25, 2023. In East Palestine, Ohio, man's voice apparently became high-pitched since the train derailment and toxic explosion on February 3. His doctors told him he has chemicals in his body. However, no one in the area can perform the toxicological tests to determine what those chemicals are. 40-year-old Wade Lovett, an auto detailer, told the New York Post this week. My voice sounds like Mickey Mouse. My normal voice is low. It's hard to breathe, especially at night. My chest hurts so much at night I feel like I'm drowning. I cough up phlegm a lot. I lost my job because the doctor won't release me to go to work, he stated. Neighbors in the area are angry over what they are calling a lack of information and assistance from local officials and President Joe Biden's D. administration. Mayor Trent Conaway recently criticized Biden for making a surprise trip to Ukraine instead of visiting the area, deeming the move the biggest slap in the face. An image shows an orange sky over the town following the derailment. Standing up for her community is a 46-year-old woman named Jamie Kotza, who has lived in East Palestine her entire life alongside 47 relatives, some of whom are battling health issues due to the chemical fire. Even though officials lifted evacuation orders on February 8, some neighbors claim they suffered unexplained rashes and sore throats when they returned to the area. Kotza told the Post she is fighting not only for her family, but for the whole town. People are desperate right now. We're dying slowly. They're poisoning us slowly, she said. The derailment of the train carrying toxic chemicals leaked more harmful pollutants into the air, surface soils, and the water table than originally reported. Data published February 13 suggested, according to Breitbart News. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg would not say why it took him several weeks to visit the area, the outlet said. Buttigieg's visit comes days after he stated he would visit the area when the time is right. Coincidentally, his visit comes a single day after former President Donald Trump visited the area, delivering truckloads of water and buying McDonald's for first responders, the Breitbart News article continued. Video footage shows Trump greeting a group of smiling locals. In addition, Breitbart News asked the former president about President Biden's visit to Ukraine instead of East Palestine. He should have been here, and he chose to go a different route, Trump said.